or it's the person reading it. How do you know the difference? Well, this way you can tell. Open the door, somebody's coming. Open the door, will you? Maybe you can move it. Sit up there or something. Your legs are tired now, anyway. Shoot. All right, now let's go into questions about this. Christians all the time. Look.
What is he?
Yeah.
He is
the king of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Small king at that time.
Right. I mean, is he not going to get into, what would he be, a fellowship or anything like that?
Why do you think that everything must directly correspond? You're coming from assuming that everything corresponds directly. It applies, but not, isn't meant to directly correspond. And you're still sliding over that application and meaning.
Yeah.
It applies to the leader of a fellowship in ways, yeah. In ways it doesn't do.
Okay, yeah.
In gross ways it does, in gross ways it doesn't.
You know what's that thing about, I love Jesus and that. That would only cause a lot of trouble and stuff, but he wants to deal with that.
Start over again. Dealing with I love Jesus was in trouble. Let's just stop right there. There's a beautiful way. A beautiful example. Dealing with I love Jesus would only cause trouble.
Right, well, what if one person was talking, wouldn't it?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I was saying when Now he was talking about the scripture. Was talking about.
Hey, never mind. Do you mean when somebody just says I love Jesus and that they're carrying on about emotion and emotional things with Jesus?
Yeah.
Don't get into it.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
The more people do that, the more they're probably doing it as a cop out from really facing the real issues. If they are that well armed, are you listening?
Yeah. Yep.
If they are that well armed to play games, they are probably much better armed than you, and you're no match anyway. So forget it. Even tactically forget it. You don't have a chance anyway, so why bother? You think you're going to bring them down to earth? Lots of luck. Hey, progress is made dealing with unsaved kids. Now, look at it that way. The kiddies want to play games, you know. In a way, you want to get in the CC thing. All right, let me shut the door now. In a way, you want to do that, right? But there's no future there, is there?
Yeah.
Therefore, let's recognize that, number one. Next. Backsliding. What about it? Now, fear. Now there you are. Now look. Remember, there's no boredom in churches. When people get bored, they just aren't there. You're sort of trapped in the city, aren't you? Elaine, that is a good example. Trapped in the city. The king of Assyria says, come out and make your peace with me. And Debbie. Oh, my. Now, what about Debbie? She was here.
Yeah.
Sounds like another person. From the fellowship. Behind the wall. Open the door again. Who's doing that? That's not considered. Any other questions? Do you understand that? The king of Assyria is tempting me to come out. That is, offering you a land of bread and wine, honey, flowing milk. Boy, you'll be so happy. Just come out and make your peace. And anyway, there's no use listening to Hezekiah anyway. Yeah, he does go at Hezekiah, it's true. That's true. Hezekiah. Hezekiah himself really isn't the issue, though. And anyway, Hezekiah himself got replaced with other kings. The King Bible study, that's a heavy one. Small K. Now, the backsliding issue is both compounded and specialized in the Ferber family. What is this? Over already? Huh? No, sorry. The what do you call? I'm trying to say something, and then you forget it later. Open the door again. Oh, hey, whoever's doing that, why don't you? Of course, then he came over because then he's the one who's doing it. Oh man! The backsliding thing, because it's all kiddies, therefore there's a certain kind of backsliding, which is a very spacey thing and hard to handle, but on the other hand, at least it's only one. For instance, how many are likely to backslide out of things that older people would tend to get into? It wouldn't be any of that. It would be largely space, which is, in a way, an easy kind of backsliding to deal with, and yet in a way, it's a hard one. What's the thing you should remember to do? Look for the truth and stand on that. Look for the facts, and no matter what your feelings are about them, stick to those facts. That's what you'd do in filling your stomach, wouldn't you? So why should you deal with God on any lesser level than your own stomach? God has made your stomach and the food, and they're both going to be destroyed.
Is that where you look to the other side? If you go to Hezekiah and told him to actually when they went to find the truth.
Is that where they did? Yes, in chapter 36. Yes, that's where they did it. That's where they went.
Is that what they were doing when they went?
Is what was
going
who
to seek the truth? The three servants when they went to Hezekiah.
The three servants in chapter 36.
Yes.
Was they doing what?
They were going to find to seek the truth. I mean, were they returning to going by the truth? Rather than listening to what Satan has come.
They weren't, there's no reason to say that they were swayed. You know, there's very little is said about them. In both accounts, very little. Look, as it were, the king of Assyria is calling out to you in your own language. He talks your language. And he is tempting you individually to come out and make your peace with me, every one of you. And every man will sit under his own fig tree and so forth. He is doing two things simultaneously, attacking Hezekiah, but also going right to the people and to their fears. Discipline yourself, to ask yourself, like Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and that he's able to keep that which I've entrusted to him. Based on the facts that you can demonstrate, is God capable of delivering you? Well, yes, of course, yes. And you must keep that in front of you. God has done it. And anyway, no matter what the devil said, wouldn't be true anyway.